High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm not sure if you saw this video, but it went viral. A CEO went viral for crying about axing employees. He says a lot of good came out of it from his LinkedIn post. So what he did was he filmed this selfie after he had to lay off two of his employees. He called himself the crying CEO after being criticized by some, and he said a lot of good came out of it because he got lots of messages, people saying they've been in the same position. It's very, very difficult. I was quite ambivalent because it wasn't about him to some extent. It was about the employees who were losing their jobs. But on the other side of it, I've been in that position where you've had to lay off people, and it is excruciating. It is stressful. It is painful. You know you're hurting people. You know you're causing them stress, and it is really not easy. We wanted to ask the expert, Dr. Dori Wheel. Dr. D, she's a clinical and organizational psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hello, Howard. Hi, good morning to you.
So it's a very, very stressful thing, and I think if any good I would imagine came out of this, it's to maybe illustrate that it's on the other side is also very difficult.
Look, I feel exactly the same way about you. You started off by saying that you felt ambivalent because on the one hand, it's really very difficult to do. I think that you can show yourself as a human being, a caring human being. You can be empathic. It can be very difficult, but of course, it's about the person.
Yes.
You don't want to shift the attention of feeling
and that's
sorry
what I felt was
for
happening,
you. You have to do it.
It felt a bit attention-seeking in a way, and I don't know why. That was my feeling around this.
Look, I didn't actually see the video, but I mean, listening to the description about it, you don't want to shift the attention to, you know, I'm so very sorry. You are that you have to do it, but it's
right.
About the person who loses the job
exactly.
As well.
Yeah.
So I think it's getting the right balance. It's about saying, look, this is really, really difficult. You know, the thing is, during that whole period and after, it was actually interesting. We were talking about, instead of global warming, we were talking about global mourning. And mourning comes with grief, and grief comes with loss. And the losses were obvious. The losses were loss of money, loss of jobs. But there was also loss of identity. These are the kind of things that you don't usually do. Who am I having to do this kind of thing out of necessity, loss of predictability, loss of contact, and loss of the person that I thought that I was? So it is particularly difficult under all circumstances. And I think that it's good for people to understand that it's difficult, that it's not something that you just do flippantly. And if they've been in an organization that is a semi-caring organization and has that kind of sense of internal morale and support system and caring, you know, you would know and you would hope that it's difficult, but it's also good to say so. Look, I just wish that I didn't have to do this. I will offer you every single bit of assistance that we can. It's not something that I would choose to do. If there was any way in the future of rectifying this, if the person feels that, of course, I will. But then I think that it's about the person who is losing the job. You can say it, you can make it known that it's not a choice and, you know, that you feel for the person, but getting the balance right of the care and concern for this person and their family who are now losing their job.
Yeah. Is there a good way or a lesser good way to deliver this type of bad news to people?
Look, I think that I would feel sort of fad if someone said there is started off by leveling. You know, it's just called leveling, to say there isn't really a good way. It's
Absolutely.
A very, very difficult thing, you know, to do it. It's hard to have to face it. And I, you know, the way to do it is to, I have to tell you, you know, and I so wish that the circumstances would be different. And, you know, it's going to be hard. And if there's any way that I can assist in managing the process, the thing is that the person might, I don't know, you know, very often they know that this is coming. It's not out of the blue. And if they do, it can be a shock. And they're going to feel some kind of anger or resentment anyway in the beginning, and then maybe calm down. And I think the only way to do it is to really do it, but also indicate that most of the time it's certainly not out of choice, it's circumstantial, and it isn't how you wanted it to be.
We've spoken before about there's been this real shift in the world, and I absolutely love your term, global mourning. I think that is just, it says so much. But the flip side of that is, because we've all lived through this incredibly vulnerable period, employees have been working from home, people have been working remotely, which means employers and employees have been invited into people's homes. There's much more, we seem to have entered a much more real era of that relationship where people had to be a bit vulnerable and they had to be real and they had to talk about some of the challenges. Has that been overall in your experience? Are you seeing that as a positive, or do we need to pull it back that we don't have CEOs crying all over the show? I mean, just to be obviously really facetious.
Look, I just think that it's been, on the whole, from it's been a very positive thing. I think it's kind of like not let suffering go to waste. We've seen, you know, what have we learned from this? Can we harness those lessons to improve our present and our future? And I think the main things that we've learned is that human beings are wired for connection, and that the healing power of support, and the, not even healing power, the power of support is enormous. And also about flexibility. Flexibility is one of the most important attributes of emotional intelligence. And this has made it come into being. In fact, you know, we're talking about not throwing the baby out of the book. Just because we can go back, we recognize that some of the good of not going back, the flexibility, the range of possibility. I mean, I was doing international workshops on a scale that would have been totally impossible and reaching people in a way that was not possible before. And also, you know, there's something called the disinhibition effect, which is interesting. You know, the virtual has been a kind of an equalizer as well. Sometimes people are less inhibited face to face, and I mean virtually. And so there really has been some good about it. And the kind of things that organizations are asking for now, more than skill training, they're asking for connection and engagement. They're saying we want to re-enter the world feeling more connected, you know, for having a shared vision and being motivated to move forward, but in a better way. You know, they're recognizing that kind of, not everything that counts can be counted. And the things that can't be counted is the importance of that feeling and the connection and moving forward together. So I think that definitely has happened. Absolutely. As a result of this.
Dr. Dorrie Wheel, thank you. Fascinating and really so insightful. Clinical and organizational psychologist talking about the emotional stress that employers have when letting employees go.